So we knew that Ichthyornis sat at a pivotal position in bird evolution. Prior to our study, what was known of Ichthyornis was very fragmentary. I mean, we had most of the body, but the head of Ichthyornis was not well known. We had a series of crushed brain cases from the Yale collections and some other isolated bones and some good lower jaws, which showed that the animal had teeth. But we didn't know really anything about its upper jaw, which we knew would show us things about the way in which the beak originated. And we didn't know that much about the rest of its detailed anatomy. So we were originally going to work just on its body, and on, how flight evolved. But one summer, I was out collecting Jurassic fossils, and my postdoc, Dan Field, was also collecting at the time, and I remember so clearly this phone call. And cell phone reception was kind of bad, and so I got this phone call from him, and I climb up kind of to the top of the quarry, and the wind's blowing, and I'm trying to hear him, and he goes, "There's a new Ichthyornis specimen. Our colleagues from Kansas told me it's got a skull." And the student I was with out there told me that he just remembered I straightened up and I just bellowed into the phone, "Get it, scan it." And so that was history. That was we got this specimen. I said, "Do not prepare it anymore manually until we've CT scanned it." And I took it down to Texas. Or I had Dan Field actually take it, my former postdoc, take it down to Texas to be scanned by the University of Texas, these folks with whom I'd done my master's. They're still the very best. And in this giant block of rock that had some bird bones sticking out of it, we found that there was a nearly complete skull of Ichthyornis. And that was just an extraordinary thing. And it's still buried almost entirely in the rock. We digitally extracted the whole thing.